top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
All right, welcome in, everybody. The final game of today's day two at the CCAA Volleyball Challenge, hosted by Dominican University of California. And we are at Dominican for the final game of this September 2nd, 2022. The Penguins against Northwest Nazarene. Nazarene got past Holy Names in the opener today in four sets and looked pretty good throughout the morning. That game was all the way back at 10:30 a.m. Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? Yeah. We bring in Leonie Berry, who's a broadcasting student. Good day of volleyball, huh?
Yes.
Yes. What do you hope to see tonight other than the obvious?
You could
include the obvious if you like.
I hope to see the number 21 on the board for the Penguins at least in one set.
And why is that? Number 21 for the Penguins,
because
as I recall, is Haley Reynolds.
No, I meant the points.
Oh, you'd like to see 21
points at least.
Okay, for the Penguins. So the Penguins come in 0-5. And to start the season, and that's tough, but a win tonight would certainly help everybody sleep better. And the Nighthawks from Northwest Nazarene will be sending out the libero, Caroline McMahon, a 5'8" junior out of Medford, Natalie Sullivan, a 6-foot senior from Boise, an outside hitter, Olivia Wright, a middle blocker, 6'1" senior out of Nampa, Idaho, Maya Cook, a 5'10" sophomore from Boise, with Marin Dent, who was just superb this morning, Dent, a 5'11" sophomore from Eatonville, Washington, Taylor Marklin, a 6'1" senior from Cave Creek, Arizona, and Abigail Brown, the 6-foot freshman from San Clemente. Under head coach Doug English, the Nighthawks 5-1 in the early season. The Penguins under Fred Lynn, looking for their first win for the DUs. We'll have the starting lineup on the other side of the anthem, and it's going to be sung again by the great Bella Blue, a player on the team and a wonderful singer she is. Here she is. For everyone at home, please rise. All right, very nicely done by our own Bella Blue. The starters for Fred Lynn and the Penguins include Gabby Mayoko, the setter, the 5'8" senior out of Louisville, Colorado, with Sophia Hull, a 5'7" junior from Fairfield. The libero is Vanna Marquez, a 5'5" senior from Tracy, and the great Teddy Batankova, the 6'1" senior out of Beaverton, Oregon, an opposite middle hitter, and Amani Abed, the 6'3" junior from Fresno, with Avery Schneider a 5'10 freshman out of Ferndale, and Jasmine Hayward, a 5'11 freshman from Flossmoor, Illinois. And she has been just tremendous, Hayward. When you see a freshman with Hayward's process, both in the way she thinks about the game and the way she performs, it's really quite an incredible combination, and Hayward's just been a joy to watch. Okay, everybody. Dominican Nighthawks. And in nature, I don't think penguins and nighthawks cross paths very often. But tonight it's going to happen.
I think you may be right on that fact.
Yeah. And nighthawks, well, they've got the talons, they've got the beak thing, and the penguins can waddle in nature.
They can slide on their bellies.
They're good sliders. You got to give them that one. And I don't know if I've ever seen a nighthawk slide around. In fact, I'm sure I haven't. Welcome, everybody, on Spidio. Watching this worldwide, it's a privilege to bring it to you. Penguins looking for their first win. 0-5 start. This would be a great way to get it going. Penguins will play tomorrow, but that'll be up at Sonoma State. Side out Nighthawks. Caroline McMahon, the 5'8 junior from Medford. She delivers a bullet, and we're underway here in set one. A brilliant, quick move by Imani Abed. And somehow the Nighthawks are able to pick it up. Hayward with a big hit, but a block right back at her. Abed goes back row just to clear things out. Quick set, and a great save by Marquez, diving for it. And the Penguins with a winner. Off the hand, right hand of Avery Schneider, the 5'10 freshman. Schneider also one of those players you really want to keep an eye on because she's a freshman and she has been terrific. She goes back right corner. Sarah Lyons bumps it up, a two touch. Schneider puts the Penguins up by a pair. 2-0, set one. The final match of day two in the CCAA Volleyball Challenge here at Dominican. Schneider again. Ooh. Just cleared the net so perfectly. And Fred Lynn with the get after the ball lands on the Penguins' side. 2-1.
That grab saved you from getting hit in the head.
Yeah, that one, that's about the fourth or fifth during the tournament that's made its way right at us. Service by Maya Cook. Near side Hayward. Right at McMahon, and the killer and winner from Olivia Wright. Cook again, 2-2. Mayoko Teddy up front with Imani Abed. Cook serves and it hits the pin on the back line. And that's a service ace, and the Nighthawks take the lead 3-2. Cook is a 5'10 sophomore out of Boise. She goes again. Hayward with a bump. Back set, Mayoko. Teddy hits it across, but Olivia Wright with a big answer, and now it's 4-2. Maya Cook way back there, and now she runs up, and another great serve, Hayward. With a good bump, the Penguins a lot on it. Olivia Wright delivers a hammer. And Imani Abed puts it away on the answer, 4-3. Penguins trail by one. Kendall Kibanoff Kibanoff with the service to the middle row has come in place of Abed. Mayoko now to Hayward. Oh, right back at her. And that came too quickly, 5-3. Ah, Marin Dent. Can you scratch that out, number 10?
Yes.
Dent serves very long. And now it's 5-4. Okay, thank you very much. Jasmine Hayward, the perfect serve to the right side. A dink helper. Oh, Miyoko got wrapped up with Kibana, but somehow was able to maintain control. Oh! And a kill hits the net, bounces back right off of the outstretched arm of Olivia Wright. Pops over, and the Penguins just could not time it. I don't think anybody could. Two-point ball game, 6-4. Here's Ellen Sullivan, the 5'7 sophomore. Service ace. Is it not 8-4? It's 7-4. Sullivan again. Miyoko bumps it up. Near side, Heckman, very long, 8-4. Sullivan again. Kibanov backs up, receives the serve, sets it to the near corner where Heckman puts it away, 8-5. Teddy will take a break. Avery Schneider returns. Vanna Marquez has made her way back in there. Was that me? Okay. Marquez goes middle row, right side. Just a perfect back set. Set to Abigail Brown. And the Penguins had trouble corralling the killer. 9-5. Dominican trails by 4. Gabby Hawes, a 6-foot sophomore out of Alpine, Utah. Helped across by Ackman. Far side and a dink winner. Right to the middle row. A little campfire action for Abigail Brown. 10-5. I know, it's end of the day action in here. Gabby now with a set. And it came off the defender wide and almost got to Mia.
I was ready for it.
Yeah, you were. You were set and waiting. So the Penguins are down by 4, 10-6, Miyoko for the San Rafaels. She gets off a perfect serve. The setup into the far corner. Cook unleashes, and now whistles are being blown. Somebody found the net. And the Hawks get it. They get the point. The number 2 referee wasn't sure which player did it, but one of the Penguins. I don't know. Right side. Gabby really pounds it, but it's blocked perfectly. The killer rides long off of Marin Dent, who had a pretty great morning, did Dent. It's now 11-7 as the attempt does not land. And here's good old Sophia Hall. She's a veteran for the Dominicans and delivers just an absolutely perfect serve. Far side again, Dent. And Hayward's there to return it. Softly in the middle, Miyoko runs in and pops it up. Amani Abed, and for the first time in the tournament, it hits the basketball standard, which is in play here at the Conlin Center. And Abed delivers a spike to the back left corner, 11-8. Good work by Abed.
11-8. Ho runs up on the line and delivers a bullet perfectly. McMahon fields it. And it was so high that Dent seemed to wait forever on it. And it's, you know, Mia, it's got to be so hard when the ball's hit that high and you just have to wait and wait and wait. And he, very little time to time it. Hull again. Penguins down by just two now. Far side, Dent. Nailed it. The Penguins blockers held. Up top, now Maiocco. Pops it straight up Marquez. Hayward. And the Penguins pick up the point as one of the Nighthawks found them at 11-10. Sophia Hull again. Hull has served four perfectos so far. There's the block off the front of the net. Yeah, and it was spooned by a bed on the block. Sometimes that ball stops dead and it lands in her hand. She kind of flipped it backward. The number one referee is explaining. So up front, Maiocco for Fred Lynn. Schneider. And a bet. And the Penguins bring it to within one. And, oh, that's eight. Pardon me. I got it. Schneider with a perfect serve. 12-11, the D's trail by just one. Oh, what a great block by Teddy Batankova. Maiocco dives for it. Back of the hand, pancake. But couldn't get the save out of it. Nighthawks by two, 13-11. Teddy, Gabby, Abed up front. Sophia Hull with Marquez and Hayward in the back row. Whistles from the refs and say, let's go. Maya Cook delivers a perfect serve, Abed with a helper. Just softly. Oh, and a big hit from Marindette. The Penguins defense holds for now. Olivia Wright, and a dig out of the net. Saved by Marquez, incredibly. Oh, and the soft dink winner from Gabby Haas. Haas saw that the Penguins were in trouble. And while they managed to get it back, it was tough for them to get back into position. I turn it over now to my broadcast partner, Mia Soraka.
I have mine. Thank you, Stu. Cook with a serve for the Nighthawks over to the Penguins. The dink by Lines. Penguins return goes a bit long. Nighthawks get the point. 15-11 Nighthawks. Timeout by Fred Lynn and the Dominican Penguins. You're listening to Penguin Radio Live here at the Conlin Center. You can listen worldwide on radio.dominican.edu or on radio FM radio here in San Rafael on 102.3 and on Speedio. We'll be back after this break. And we are back here, and the Nighthawks just got another point. So it's 16-11 Nighthawks. Cook with the serve. And a service ace for Cook. It is 17-11 here in this first period. Cook's waiting for the ball. And the whistle from the ref. And here's the serve to the back row of the Penguins. Maiocco with the set. Tabankova is blocked by right of the Nighthawks. It is 18-11 Nighthawks. Nighthawks get the point on that last play. Another serve by Cook to the back row of the Penguins. a bit of an attack that goes a bit long over the head of the back row. Nighthawks get the point. It is 19-11. And we have a substitution for the Penguins. Abed's going out, and in comes Edie Leslie. And our serve from Cook just squeaks inside in the corner where no one was because it was just inside the paint. So a service ace for Cook. Nighthawks lead 20-11. Nighthawks are in the red zone. And a service error from Cook that went road a little long. Penguins get the point. It's 20-12. Nighthawks. And the substitution, Edie Leslie comes out. And in comes Kibanoff. Here comes the serve from Kibanoff to the back row of the Nighthawks. And Dent with the kill. And point, Nighthawks. It is 21-12. Nighthawks, and now Marin Dent will serve to the back row of the Penguins. Mayoko with the set to Hayward. Nighthawks able to return it. Penguins not able to get the ball. It is 22-12. Nighthawks are 3 points away from ending this first set. Another serve from Dent to the front row. Mayoko with a set to Bankova. And a dink from Sullivan to where no one was for the Penguins. Nighthawks get the point. It's 23-12. Nighthawks. Another substitution for the Penguins. We have Emma Hart-Fixon going in for Jasmine Hayward as she heads to the bench to take a break. Dent with another serve for the Nighthawks. Penguins able to return it. And the Nighthawks kept it alive and then were able to get the kill. Nighthawks are on set point. It's 24-12. Nighthawks up by a dozen here in this first set. Dent with the serve to the back row of the Penguins. Bankova with the kill attempt. Looked like it hit the top of the tape while it was also blocked. And the Penguins' return just goes on the wrong side of the antenna and out of bounds. Nighthawks take the first set, 25-12. Let her tag
it. You're listening to Penguin Radio. You can listen to us on radio.dominican.edu or Speedio or the radio station, which is 102.3.
FM. In San Rafael. We'll be back with
We'll be back with set number two.
Right after this. All right.
All right, there we go. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Penguins and the Nighthawks. Stu, Mia, Leani, Penguin Radio. The Nighthawks up 1-0 in sets. As both teams have switched sides, the Penguins now occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center off to our left here on Media Row. Nazarene, pretty tough. 25-12 in set one. The DUs are going to have to retool. They're going to put Sophia Hull with a side out. And here is the 2022 Broadcaster of the Year, Miss Rocco, everybody.
Thank you, Stu. As we wait for the whistle for the first serve of the second set. And here is the whistle. Hull with the serve to the back row of the Nighthawks. Dent with the attack, tipped out of bounds by the Penguins. Nighthawks get the point. 1-0 Nighthawks already. Nighthawks are carrying the momentum they had during that first set in the 25-12 win in that first set. Megan McKinley served for the Nighthawks. Over to the Penguins. Heckman's attack rides a bit long and out of bounds. Nighthawks with the point. It is 2-0. McKinley with another serve for the Nighthawks to the Penguins. Penguins with the attack from Schneider is good. And Dent with the attack straight into the net. Penguins get the point. First point for the Penguins in this set. It is 2-1. Avery Schneider, the 5'10 freshman from Ferndale, Washington, will serve for the Penguins, and she serves to the back row of the Nighthawks. Sullivan with the attack. And Heckman was able to squeak it through the wall put up by the Nighthawks to get the Penguins their second point in this second set. It is tied 2-2, and there's a lot of twos up on the board right now. Another serve from Schneider. Blocked by Amani Abed and Teddy Bankova. Nighthawks get the point, though. It is 3-2 Nighthawks. Marion Dett heading to the line to serve for the Nighthawks. Here comes her serve over the net to the back row of the Penguins. A deke on who was going to hit it. Ended up being Heckman, but Heckman hits it over the wrong side of the antenna and out of bounds towards the ref, ref number one. Nighthawks get the point, it's 4-2. Dent with another serve to the back row of the Penguins. Heckman with the deke, and it is blocked by the Nighthawks. Penguins get the point with a four-touch.
That was a nice block by Teddy.
It is 4-3, Nighthawks. Substitution for the Penguins with Abed heading to the bench to take a rest and Kibanoff coming in place for her. And Kibanoff is heading to the line for the Penguins, the 5'5 freshman from San Leandro, California. Hits it over to the back row to the Nighthawks. And a two-touch violation by the Nighthawks gives the Penguins the point. It is 4-4 here in the second period. Kibanoff bounces the ball a couple times, serves it over to the back row. The set by the Nighthawks. And the attack by Wright. Return from the Penguins, but into the net. Nighthawks get the point. It is 5-4 Nighthawks. And Sullivan with the serve for the Nighthawks. Penguins able to return it though. Sullivan with the attack. Kept alive for the Penguins. Both teams basically holding on to the ball above the net. And we have a two-touch.
Penguins are in the lead for the first time.
No, the scoreboard's wrong.
No?
It's 5-5. Penguins got the point on that due to the two-touch. There's substitution. Bella Blue comes in for the first time. We're seeing her today. And Ella Heckman is serving for the Penguins. She serves it over. And an amazing dive by Vonna Marquez keeps the ball alive for the Penguins. And an attack by the Nighthawks. Penguins keep it alive. Bankova with the attack. It's open up an attack for the Nighthawks. And the kill is good for Abigail Brown of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks get the point. It is 6-5 Nighthawks. As it looks like they're trying to fix the scoreboard that's incorrect. And now it is correct. It is 6-5 Nighthawks. I'll just wait for the right time. And as the ref number two is talking to the scorekeepers, down to my left on Meteor Row, trying to make sure the score is correct. As we've been having scoreboard issues, or incorrect scores, these past two games. And now the issues have been settled. And Gabby Hawes is on the line for the Nighthawks. Wait, no, the official is still talking to the scorekeepers down at Meteor Row. And now the whistle for the serve finally comes. Hawes with the serve. Service error. Penguins get the point. Serve went long. Penguins get the point. Now it's 6-6. Vanna Marquez stepping up to the line for the Penguins to serve. There's a serve to the back row. And the kill attempt. Penguins get the point off of the deflection. It's 7-6 Penguins. Penguins first lead in this set and of this game. Marquez with another serve that rides a bit too right. Nighthawks get the point, and now the game is tied again. Natalie Sullivan serving for the Nighthawks. Sullivan serves it over. Penguins able to return it, though. And the attack by Brown rides long. Penguins get the point. Penguins take the lead back, right back. Substitution for the Penguins. Kibanoff will head to the bench to take a break while Abed heads in. While that's happening, Gabi Mayoko is way behind the back line, ready to serve, and she serves it over to the Nighthawks. And the kill by Dent is good, right to where no one was expecting on the Penguins. The score is now 8-8. And Caroline McMahon is behind the net, behind the line, serving for the Nighthawks, and serves good to the back row of the Penguins. Ooh. Penguins returns blocked by the Nighthawks, and the Nighthawks get the point. It is 9-8 Nighthawks. The whistle comes. The serve from McMahon is good to the back row to the Penguins. Little miscommunication, and Heckman's return rides a bit long. Nighthawks get the point. It is 10-8 Nighthawks. McMahon serves to the back row where Vanna Marquez is. And a two-touch by the Penguins gives the Nighthawks another point. It's 11-8 Nighthawks. McMahon bounces the ball a couple times, serves it over to the back row. Gabby Mayoko with the set. And Schneider's return rides a bit left. Out of bounds. Nighthawks get the point. It is 12-8 Nighthawks. And a timeout is called by the Penguins. You want to do the tag or do you want me to?
Got it.
Okay. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California. You can listen worldwide on radio.dominican.edu or on FM radio here in San Rafael on 102.3 or with Speedio. We'll be back after this break. And we are back here in the second set where the Dominican Penguins are taking on the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks. Currently, the Nighthawks are leading 12-8, and Nighthawks' Caroline McMahon serves the ball over to the Penguins. Penguins are able to return it. And the kill by Olivia Wright is good. Nighthawks get the point. It is 13-8. Nighthawks. And we have a moment of pause so Amani Abed could tie her shoe on the court. And the shoe is now tied. And here is the whistle from the official. And the serve from McMahon rides along right by Vanna Marquez's head. Penguins get the point. It is 13-9. Substitution for the Penguins. Belle Blue is heading to the bench with the Penguins, and Sophia Hull will come in. And Sophia Hull is now serving. She comes in to serve. And the serve's good to the back row. And the kill by Cook is good. Looked like he was going to ride outside left, but it stayed in. Nighthawks get the point, extending their lead to 14-9. Megan McKinley serves for the Nighthawks to the back row. The attack by Schneider is kept alive by the Nighthawks, but the ball hit the basketball hoop, which is in play here at the Conlin Center. But they were able to recover and return it to the Penguins. And the Penguins' return rides out of bounds. Nighthawks get the point. It is 15-9. Matt Kennelly will continue to serve. And the serve rides a bit too right. Penguins get the point. It is 15-10. Penguins down 5 with Avery Schneider, the 5'11 freshman, sorry, the 5'10 freshman from Ferndale, Washington, up the line. Surf goes to the back row. Nighthawks return it. Penguins block it. And then the Nighthawks return is bumped way out of bounds, giving the Penguins the point. The score is now 15-11 Nighthawks. Another serve from Snyder to the back row of the Nighthawks. Dent bumped it back to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. And Dent with the kill that gets deflected. No, Dent with the kill. Nighthawks get the point. And now Marion Dent will step up to the line. It is 16-11 Nighthawks. Dent serves good to the back row. A hit attacks to the back, but the Nighthawks able to keep it alive and return it. Bid tries again, but blocked by the Nighthawks. Penguins return it. Nighthawks saying up an attack. Varner Marquez kept the ball alive for the Penguins. Nighthawks return it. Penguins looking just to return. Have an unlucky bounce, looking to return it. They're able to, and off of an unlucky bounce of the Nighthawks, Penguins get the point. It is 16-12 Nighthawks.
One of the longest rallies I've seen.
The longest rally of this game, that's for sure. And we have a substitution on the Penguins side. Amani Abed will head to the bench, while Kendall Kibanoff comes in to serve for the Penguins. Kibanoff serve goes to the back row. A couple weird bumps from the Nighthawks, so that all they can do is just bump it back to the Penguins. Penguins able to return it. An amazing dive by Kibanoff keeps the ball alive for the Penguins. Nighthawks bump it back to the Penguins. Heckman with the kill attempt of an amazing dive by the libero of the Nighthawks. Nahom kept alive for the Penguins. The Penguins get the point. It's 16-13. We have another quick shoe time break. And the whistle. Kibanoff with the serve for the Penguins. Return. And the ball is deflected out of bounds off the Penguins. Nighthawks get the point. It is 17-13 Nighthawks. We have a substitution for the Nighthawks as Sylvia Wright will head to the bench. And Helen Sullivan comes in to serve. She serves it over to the back row. Penguins return it, though. Natalie Sullivan with the kill. For the Nighthawks. Nighthawks get the point. It is 18-13 Nighthawks. Helen Sullivan on the line, and there is a timeout called.
You're listening to Penguin Radio. You can listen to it at radio.dominican.edu or 102.3 FM or Speedio. We'll be right back after this short break.
And we are back here in the second set. Served by Helen. McMahon is an ace for the Nighthawks. Nighthawks get the point. It's 19-13. Nighthawks. Nighthawks are 1 point away from. And we are back with the final game of today during this tournament. It's our fourth and final game today. We have three more tomorrow. Penguins don't play at home tomorrow, but they play at Sonoma State. Right now, we have the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks taking on the Dominican University Penguins. Currently, the Nighthawks lead the Penguins 2-0 as we enter into this third set. Teams get ready. Rotations are getting checked. The Nighthawks have the first serve of this third set. Caroline McMahon with the serve. Serves it to the back row of the Penguins. Attacked by Heckman, kept alive by McMahon of the Nighthawks. Blocked by the Penguins. Blocked by a head of the Penguins. Penguins get the first point of this third set. It's 1-0 Penguins. Avery Schneider heads to the line for the Penguins. Serves over to the back row. Penguins return it. Dump. No, a net violation by never mind. Nighthawks get the point. It's 1-1. Megan McKinley serving for the Nighthawks. And Ella Heckman's kill gets blocked and deflected out of bounds by Knox. Penguins get the point. It is 2-1. Penguins. A couple substitutions for the Penguins. We have Aver Riefelto heading in for the Penguins to the line where she will serve. Serves it over to the back row of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks tip it over. And the Penguins go to return it, but it hits the antenna. Nighthawks get the point. It's 2-2. With Marin Dent heading to the line with her first serve, heading to the back row for the Penguins. Bankova with the kill attempt straight into the net. Nighthawks get the point. It's 3-2 Nighthawks. Dent will serve again. Dent's second serve rides left. Penguins get the point on that service error. It's 3-3. And Ella Heckman heads to the line. And there was also a substitution as Bella Blue came in, and the service error by Heckman gives the Nighthawks the point. It is 4-3 Nighthawks. And Hella Sullivan heads to the line for the Nighthawks. Penguins dump it over. And a kill by Natalie Sullivan gets the Nighthawks to the point. It's 5-3 Nighthawks. Sullivan heads to the line again. And a service ace by Helen Sullivan, 6-3 Nighthawks. Sullivan serves the ball over to the Penguins. Blue with the kill attempt but Nighthawks keep it alive and dump it over. Penguins dump it right back at them. And the Nighthawks get the point off of a deflection off the Penguins. 7-3 Nighthawks. Sullivan lines up for her fourth serve of this set. Hits the top of the tape and makes it its way over. Penguins able to return it off of an off-balance hit just to get it over. Nighthawks return it right back to the Penguins. Penguins dump it right back at them. And the kill attempt by Natalie Sullivan rides a bit left. Penguins get the point. It is 7-4 Nighthawks with Vonna Marquez heading to the line for the Penguins. Marquez serves to the back row of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks with the kill by Abigail Brown that lands right on the paint and inbounds. It's 8-4 Nighthawks with Gabby Hawes about to serve for the Nighthawks. Serve heads to the back row, an off balance set by Heckman. Penguins able to return it though. Sullivan with the return. And a two touch by the Penguins gives the Nighthawks the point. It's 9-4 Nighthawks. The serve by Hawes goes to the back row of the Penguins. And the attack by Schneider gets blocked by the front row of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks get the point. It is 10-4 Nighthawks. Hawes of her third serve to the back row of the Penguins. Bankova, the kill attempt, rides a bit right and out of bounds. Nighthawks get the point. It is 11-4 Penguins, and we have a timeout by Fred called by Fred Lim and the Penguins.
You're listening to Penguin Radio. You can listen to us at radio.dominican.edu or on the radio station 102.3 FM or on Speedia. We'll be right back after this short break.
Through winning 11-4 with Hawes on the line. Serve makes it to the back row of the Penguins. Penguins return it, but it gets blocked by the Nighthawks. Penguins, the attack attempt. That's good, but kept alive by the Nighthawks. Penguins dump it back to the Nighthawks. Nighthawks just dump it right back at them with Cook dumping it back at them. Penguins return it, though. Attacked by Cook. Rides a bit left and out of bounds. Penguins get the point. It is 11-5. Nighthawks, couple substitutions on the court for the Penguins. We have Miyoko and Abed coming right back in for the Penguins, and Miyoko heading to the line to serve for the Penguins. Miyoko serve rides to the back row of the Nighthawks. Kill attempt by Natalie Sullivan, saved by Vonna Marquez. Penguins able to return it. And the kill by Abigail Brown is good. Now it's at the point, it is 12-5 Nighthawks. Nighthawks win by 7. Serve from the Nighthawks is good, and the attempted kill by Heckman rides long. Nighthawks get the point. It is 14-5 Nighthawks with Natalie Sullivan on the line. Serves good into the back row. Penguins can't do anything but just bump it back towards the Nighthawks. Nighthawks try for the attempt but kept alive by the Penguins. And the Penguins go for the kill attempt, but it's tipped out of bounds by Nighthawks. Penguins get the point. It's 13-6 Nighthawks. Sophia Hogg comes in to serve for the Penguins. Hull serves the back row of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks with the attack kept alive by Hull. If the attack by Heckman. Nighthawks able to return it though. Penguins setting it up. If a dump by a bed, Nighthawks can't do much except for just bump it back at them. Kill attempt hits off top of the tape and kind of deflects off the Nighthawks. Nighthawks able to return it though. And Nighthawks get the point as Hull tries diving for the ball but just misses. It's 14-6 Nighthawks with Caroline McMahon heading to the line for the Nighthawks. McMahon serves to the back row of the Penguins. Penguins send up Snyder. The kill attempt that bounces off of the defender of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks not able to return it, though. Penguins get the point. It is 14-7 Nighthawks with Avery Snyder heading to the line. Snyder's serve rides a bit long between two people in the back row. Nighthawks get the point. It is 15-7 Nighthawks. Megan McKinley. McKinney heads in to serve for the Nighthawks. Serves it to the back row. And a Beds kill attempt rides long. Nighthawks hit the point. It's 16-7 Nighthawks. McKinney attempt to service ace. Nighthawks get the point. It is 17-7. Nighthawks up by a dozen. And a service error by McKinney. Penguins get the point. It is 17-8. A couple substitutions on the floor for the Penguins. And with a toe in to serve for the Penguins. Serves it over to the back row of the Penguins. And bang, Kobo with the kill for the Penguins gives the point to the Penguins. It's 17-9. The Penguins now down by 8. Reef Alto with the serve for the Penguins. Good to the back row of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks return it. Penguins just hit it back over. Fernando Marquez dives, keeps the ball alive for the Penguins, yet it goes into the net. Penguins not able to keep the ball alive after it hit the net. Nighthawks get the point. It is 18-9 Nighthawks with Marin Dent serving for the Nighthawks to the back row of the Penguins. Back over with the kill attempt. Hits off the top of the tape. And a hand of a Nighthawk. Penguins get the point. 18-10. Nighthawks with Ella Heckman at the line for the Penguins. And a service error by Heckman as the serve got hit straight into the net. Nighthawks with the point. It is 19-10. Nighthawks. Helen Sullivan came in and is now serving for the Nighthawks. And we also have a substitution on the Penguins side. Serve by Sullivan. Good to the back row. Penguins at the attack. The Nighthawks are able to return it. Blue tries again with another attack. Penguins keep it alive. Nighthawks keep it alive. Hits the top of the tape. Penguins able to return it, though. Penguins get the point off of a block. It's 19-11, Nighthawks. With Vanna Marquez at the line to serve for the Penguins. Marquez serves it over. Nighthawks just hit it back over. Bankover just spikes it back towards them. A block by Bankover, and Schneider is good. Gets the Penguins the point. It's 19-12. Nighthawks. Penguins bench was hyped by that block. Marquez with the serve, rides a bit long. Nighthawks get the point. It is 20-12, Nighthawks, with Gabby Hawes, the 6-foot sophomore from Alpine, Utah, up to serve for the Nighthawks. She serves to the back row where Bella Blue was for the Penguins. Penguins able to return it just by tipping it over the net. Blocked by the Penguins. Deflects off fingers. Penguins able to keep it alive and return it, though. Nighthawks with the attack, kept alive by Vonna Marquez. Penguins hit it into the net. Nighthawks get the point. It is 21-12. Nighthawks are in the red zone, and we have a timeout called by the Penguins.
You're listening to Penguin Radio. You can listen to us at radio.dominican.edu or on the radio station 102.3 FM or on Speedio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Rolling, not a stop, watch, don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot, got super hot. Ay, give me my respect, give me my respect. I just took it left like I'm ambidextrous.
Back here at the Conlin Center in set three of the Penguins facing the Nighthawks. And the serve by Gabby Hawes of the Nighthawks is hit straight into the net. Penguins get the point. It's 21-13 Nighthawks. A couple substitutions happening on the... For the Penguins, Gabby Miyoko comes in and is heading to the line to serve for the Penguins. Miyoko with the serve to the back row of the Nighthawks. And the Nighthawks with a kill by Natalie Sullivan gives the Nighthawks a point. It is 22-13 Nighthawks. Sullivan heads to the line to serve. Sullivan bounces the ball a couple times, serves it over to the back row. Penguins set it over, or one hand set it over. Nighthawks return it. With an attack, Penguins keep it alive though. With an attack by Schneider riding right, or riding left. Nighthawks get the point, it's 23-13. Penguins down by a dozen. Sullivan with another serve and a service ace. It's match and set point now, it's 24-13 Nighthawks. Sullivan with the serve to the back row. Bella Blue with the attack into the net, and that is the game. Nighthawks win this third set, 25-13. Well, what do you guys think?
You want to go first?
I want you to go first.
All right, well, look, the Penguins played pretty great a couple of times throughout the earlier game. I thought, here we go. Now the Penguins are starting to get it together. This game, Northwest, they were just simply too tough. The Penguins could never get a rhythm. They didn't allow them to get their thing going. And that's what great teams do. They keep you from getting comfortable. Penguins were never comfortable, not close. I will say this. I have Bella Blue sang the national anthem beautifully. And when she was in there, she played pretty well tonight. I don't think she made a mistake. She had a bunch of good plays. Bella Blue is kind of a bright spot for me today. Hold on, I can hear that.
Oh, sorry. It's really hot in here.
Yeah, it's so hot in here. So, I don't know. The Penguins go 0-6. And we just
can't seem to find a rhythm. But tomorrow's another day. They play at Sonoma. Will not be with us. And it looks like we have some guests to talk to. So that'll be cool. Yeah. Come on. There we go. All right. There's plenty of room there. All right. Vanna Marquez and Teddy Batenkovar here. Both seniors. What's going on with the team? Now, these guys were just too tough. They're a really good team, right? They got past Holy Names in the opening game today in four. There you go. Thank you. And but they're a really good team. You know, in that earlier game against Chico, you guys looked like you had a rhythm going, like something was coming together. I go to Teddy Batenkova. What do you think?
I think, obviously, every single team we play is very talented, and they're all very worthy opponents. But we do have a lot of newcomers on the team, so a lot of it has just been us getting to practice together and us kind of trying to find a rhythm within each other. And
is that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. And it's a little bit of a build-up, and it's kind of like we only do have 2 weeks to figure it out before conference, and that's why these matches are so important. But we're improving very, very well and very, very fast, but I think we just need to take it up one more notch.
What do you think? So the team's cohesive. Things are coming together every day, getting tighter, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because you practice every day at 6 a.m., right? That alone could wear on players, right? You wake up and you go, well, wait a minute. We're 0-6 after a tough season last year, of which you guys were a big part of the positive parts of last season. And there were a bunch, but it is a pretty tough conference. And then Northwestern comes in from out of town, super talented. Chico does not play in our conference, super talented. Did you feel at any point like we could beat Chico? Because I did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there was a moment there where I thought, here we go, we got this. They were not better than us. Northwestern, maybe. Yeah. They had a lot of great players. But Chico, I don't know. We seem to be able to hang with them, and they're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about that.
Honestly, I think that game was just, we just had a rough start, and so it was really like playing catch up, and like we're not really the team to be playing catch up. But I think if we ever play a team like Chico, we definitely have like a huge shot of winning.
I would totally agree with that. Northwestern might have been out of our reach for now because we have a lot of freshmen. Mm-hmm. But mostly the freshmen seem to be playing amazing ball, right? So I think the future is very bright there. They've got some really talented veteran players like you guys who can kind of help them get the collegiate game down. I've got to ask about your feelings about motivation getting off to a slow start. If you go 0-6, you might win tomorrow night playing at Sonoma, right? That's the night game, I think. Always looking forward. Anybody kind of like shoulders down and nobody's given up yet, right? Or you tell me.
No, nobody has yet to give up, and nobody will give up, but I think it's important to know that we just kind of look at it one match at a time, so we're not necessarily dwelling on the 6 losses because at the end of the day, they already happened, and you can't change them. And every opponent is different, and there's different things that every opponent succeeds in, and there's different challenges within each opponent. So I think it's just really important to keep it up one match at a time and just look, you know, focus on the present, don't necessarily think about the past, and don't necessarily look too much forward in the future. So it really is just live in the moment, know what we can work on at this moment right now, and then, you know, build off of it.
Would you like to add to that? I mean, because in a perfect world, that's an amazing answer. For Penguin fans like me who have no control, right? I see you two, and I thank God that we have you two because you're both such amazing players. And in a perfect world, that's a perfect answer. But what could you add to that?
Well, I think coming into this, we knew it was going to be a rough start. But as each game progresses, like Teddy says, we don't look back into our past. Like we are 0-6, but to us, it's like a new day tomorrow, a new opportunity. And so that's kind of what we're going for.
That's great. I love the idea that that's actually the way that players all feel. I would hope that, because you know how fans are. Fans are super emotional, and that's all we can be when it comes to this kind of stuff. You go, 06, oh, they're so much better than that. Where is it not happening, right? How important are Ws?
They're big morale boosters at the end of the day, and I'm not absolutely doubting you by any means, but you really just, you got to trust the process, and we're all very talented individuals, but it really just has been like, which six work on the court at the specific time? So it's a lot of trial and error, and it can get very discouraging at time, but it's like you kind of have to keep your head up because the game still keeps going, so you have to keep going.
Oh, my God. I think she just lifted my spirits by saying, you got to trust the process. I'm trusting the process. I believe you. You guys are the best. Thanks for coming on. Teddy Batenkova, Van Marquez, two veterans for Fred Lynn and the Penguins who play tomorrow night at Sonoma State. All right, good luck.
Thank you very much for coming in.
All right, you guys are great. There you go, everybody. That's the end of tonight's broadcast. Thank you very much for spending your day with us. For Mia Sirocco and the rest of the broadcast team, Stuart Horn signing off saying so long, and thank you for spending your entire day with us. And tomorrow, we get to do it all over again. All right. We'll see you then, everybody.